May 16th, 2018 is the day that I started streaming. But when I started, I gave myself a rule that I would have to quit within 5 years to pursue my real dream, which hasn't been streaming. It's been owning my own bakery. Now, technically I cheated. I'm closing in on 7 years of streaming, but I figured rather than wait to quit streaming to start working at a bakery, I should start right now. So I reached out to some of the highest rated bakeries in Los Angeles so I could shadow them for one day and live a day in the life of a baker. Now, normally I wake up at about 10 o'clock. I do a couple of meetings. I really fuck about until about 3 or 4 p.m. when I start live streaming. But today, my call time is 4 in the morning, so I have to wake up at about 3 in the morning. All I really had time to do was take a shower and drink a glass of water, and then I was on my way to work.
All right, it is 3:30 in the morning. I just arrived at the bakery for my shift. Dude, I'm tired. I don't think I've ever woken up this early for work, ever. But we're about to do a 12-hour shift at the bakery. This is what I want. This is my dream. Let's live out our dreams.
By the way, if you like any of the clothes I've been wearing throughout this video, it's all part of a merch drop that I've been working on for the past 6 months, and it all comes out today. You can literally go and buy it right now at ludwig.gg. It's my French collection. Many people might not know this, but I'm actually part French. Je m'appelle... The collection has a bunch of cool items, but I think my favorite one is the button-down t-shirt, which features like the French Riviera in a full art. And thankfully, we got all the clothes before the tariffs. Anyway, there's no sponsor of this video, so just check out the merch if you like it and you want to buy something, that'd be really cool. But that's it, back to the video. Now, the bakery where they make the croissants and baguettes is technically a different location than the storefront where they sell them. It's not that far away, but I realized I was working out of a ghost kitchen warehouse. It's basically 20 different kitchens that make all sorts of foods, including the baked goods that I'm going to be working on today. For once, I decided to show up a little bit early, and I actually got there before my boss for the day, Lou. Now, Lou's the owner of this bakery, which makes sense, because the bakery is called Lou the French on the Block. Now, the main person I'm working alongside today is Vinny, who has worked as a professional baker for 20 years, first in Paris and now in LA with Lou. This guy does not fuck around when it comes to his job. He is good at what he does, and he does not want to be slowed down, which is why he's being helped by Babe. That's not his legal name, but everyone calls him that.
We call him Babe.
Babe?
Yeah. But then that's a problem, you know? Like, ever since, like, you, the cameras are rolling, I call him Robert.
Oh, because you just call him Babe?
But him, this is his nickname since he was a kid.
They just named me after my dad. Okay. But my sister called me Baby Boy, but yeah, she would say Baby Bun because she was like a baby. You know?
Right.
So it got shortened to Babe.
Oh, that's cute.
When we here, I call him Babe. And then when we're in front of the bakery and I have to call him, I was like, Robert!
I can always tell when you're with your girlfriend because it's like, hello, Robert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't want to say hello, Babe, on the phone?
No. Yeah. That's a problem right there.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Babe is handsome, an aspiring actor, and also here to help facilitate Vinny to do all the work he needs to do to get the goods out on time. Now, normally when you start, you would take a role like Babe. But for me, I want to get my hands dirty. So I asked Lou if I could do more of what Vinny does, actually making the croissants.
Oh, it's fun to touch, though. They don't talk about that.
I don't know if it's probably what a boost is.
Now, croissants take a long time to make, like multiple days, because you're supposed to create different layers of flour and butter and then allow it to freeze so you can work with it the next day. So today I'm technically working on three different stages of croissants. The first stage, which is just mixing all the ingredients together in the industrial mixer. This part's pretty easy. You just follow the recipe that you're given. Now, I could show you Lou's secret recipe, but I'm almost positive he could kill me with his bare hands, so I'm not going to do that, and if you want to do it at home, I would just Google a recipe.
A little stronger, I see.
I threw the dough balls in the fridge to let them proof, and then I was on to our next batch of dough, which was actually made yesterday. The goal is to combine this dough with blocks of butter to start forming the layers that makes a croissant, which when I'm watching Vinny, doesn't seem that hard, but when I'm actually doing it and both Lou and Vinny and Babe are staring at me and I feel like if I fuck something up, the entire bakery's gonna shut down and I'm gonna be blamed for it, it's a little more stressful.
Try not to fuck something up, really. That's mostly where I'm at.
I'm a pro at that too.
Fucking up?
No, I let you know that you fucked up.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I feel like you're being nice. I feel like, aren't you supposed to be mean? You're a French baker.
Now, luckily for me, although they're French, they're still somewhat patient with me. Maybe it's because I've tricked them that I'm also French. I tried asking what the secret is to making a really good croissant or baguette or really whatever. And it turns out the answer is almost always consistency.
I think every chef has their recipe based on the croissant they like.
Yeah.
You know, most people are going to ask you, like, what's the best croissant? But the best croissant is the one that you like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Some people like it, like, baked all the way. For me, it's like, it needs to be buttery.
Yeah.
You know? We used to be in the kitchen, and they had no AC. We were making the croissant, and, the butter was melting.
Yeah.
That was weird.
More difficult in the previous kitchen, that because it was hot, like, it was very difficult to get, like,
exactly. Hard to be consistent.
Very consistent.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you live a consistent life?
I try.
Okay.
Yeah. As I said, I did that for 20 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
After you laminate the dough, you throw that in the fridge and you get ready to work on the final batch. And this is dough that is ready to become croissants. All that needs to be done is for it to be rolled into a croissant shape. And I was kind of nervous to show Lou my first attempt.
Hey, look, does that pass? It's a little thinner. Why is it thinner?
No, that's good.
It's good?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool. What do you think, chef?
You see, when you do it, when you put it like that,
uh-huh,
it's centered.
You want right it to now, be centered.
Right now, it's good.
Okay.
It's
got good weight. Okay. It's the French of me. I don't know, it's probably good.
Now, here's where the 20 years of skill comes in. Because the dough comes out of the freezer, and it's really easy to work with because it's super cold, and you can roll it into the shape taking as long as you want for about 5 minutes.
Dude, it does not centered. Awesome. Slight problem here, chef. That one.
The only thing is, I'm slow. And the problem with that is the slower I am, the warmer the dough gets. You see, this sheet of dough came out of the freezer at the perfect temperature to work with. The longer I take, the more the room heats up the dough. My hands heat up the dough. The table heats up the dough. And in the time I finished one sheet of dough, Vinny is already on to his third sheet of dough. And my dough is getting softer, making it way harder to form into a croissant shape. Meaning there's several of these that they just have to throw out because they wouldn't serve shit to a customer. And I keep making shit.
But he started good. And now he's messing up.
It's because it's getting so warm that I'm rushing.
He's making croissants that we can't sell.
Okay.
That's not good business.
There's going to be a line outside your bakery. They're going to come see my croissant. They're going to freaking kill themselves. Lou's bakery selling lopsided croissants.
That can be an almond croissant.
There we go. I'm making almond croissants, bro. You know how much of an insult that is at a bakery?
I'm starting to think maybe I wasn't cut out for making a croissant, but luckily Lou encouraged me and reminded me it's day one.
I've been here for 8 years, open for 8 years.
Yeah.
And you know, that's pretty good for the first day.
Yeah.
And I'm French. Like, I would tell you, like to teach someone to just roll the croissant,
uh-huh,
it takes time. Like, how many people that we got and we, like, just took, like, forever?
Do you have to let them go because they just can't learn it?
I mean, they just go by themselves because they can't keep up.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't keep up, to be very clear. You completed two trays and then laminated dough in the time I did one. Yeah, no, if I'm here for a year every day, I want to have at least one day where I beat you. I would have to, like, how would I beat you? I would have to have, like,
You won't.
You won't. I'd have to do like a fake call to the fire department to go to your house to wake you up so you show up really tired.
The day you're gonna be close to me, I'm gonna go even faster.
Now, I was always under the impression when you worked at a bakery and you didn't sell something, the next day you would just throw it out because you're not gonna sell a stale croissant. But it turns out not only is that a waste of food, it's also a waste of money because there's a strategy you can do to sell a day-old croissant and people won't even care.
With him, while we're waiting, you're going to do some almond croissant.
Almond?
Yeah.
Okay.
So technically, the almond croissant exists because of the unsold croissant. So instead of throwing away those croissants, you turn them to almond chocolate. or you turn them to almond chocolate.
Is that the same across all bakeries?
Yeah.
So when you see an almond croissant, you're actually just getting a slightly old croissant with more sugar on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we sell a lot of croissants.
Yeah.
So we make those croissants for the almond croissant.
This is the almond croissant?
Yeah, this is almond croissant. So we have almond and we have chocolate as well. This is just almond. So we're going to do a little dollop in the middle, like about that much, right? And then you go around the edges. Nice, that's a good one too. Oh, there you go. You got a couple of good ones there.
Yeah.
Well done.
A couple.
You trying to open your own spot? What's your dreams?
No, not open my own spot. I'm actually acting. So, I mean,
okay.
I was in between, like, you know, auditioning or just seeing if it was what I wanted to pursue on my own.
Yeah.
Not really a career, but yeah. So just doing plays around town a little bit.
Hey, that rules.
Mm-hmm. What's your interest in baking?
Baking?
Yeah.
I get asked a lot, what I would do if I didn't do YouTube.
And it would bake?
I think it'd be baking.
Wow.
Yeah. Or at least that's what I've always said, but I've never really done it, like, outside of just homemaking.
Oh yeah, so you want the experience.
Yeah, yeah, so this is taking a stab at it.
So now we're just gonna take a little pinch of almonds and we're gonna top each one, like that.
I think what's sick about baking is how valuable it is to the community, like the local community.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, if you have a good-ass bakery near you,
yeah, right.
That's a life changer, bro.
Uh-huh. That's the social circle with going to Lou's in the morning, too. You see everyone from the community, especially in Toluca Lake. Little area like that, everyone becomes close.
Yeah, and then everyone who goes to Lou's talks about it like they found, like, the Da Vinci Code.
Exactly.
They're like, bro, I got this bakery.
Exactly.
It's made by this French guy, Lou.
For the first day on the job, I feel like I did pretty well. But then Lou said something that still sticks with me today. It's not about going in and doing well for one day. It's, can you do it at that same level of consistency every day, every week, every month, every year for 10 years? Because that is what it fundamentally means to own a bakery. You don't just get to show up one day, do a pretty good job, pat yourself on the shoulder, and never show up again.
Lou, who taught you all this?
YouTube.
You're lying.
Swear to God.
You learn how to bake from YouTube?
Yeah.
You don't have, like, some French Jean-Paul who taught you everything? At some private bakery in Paris?
No. Afterwards, I met some guys, but when I started on YouTube.
So, like, you just looked up how to make croissant?
Yeah.
And then just did it?
Yeah.
And then you sold that to people?
Yeah.
And it worked?
That's something that sells here in America, not in France.
Yeah, okay, the ones that you made?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In France, if you say you learn from YouTube, it's like, well, it's probably not good.
Anyway, while Vinny and Babe lock it down at the bakery, I decided to go with Lou to the storefront where they're about to open for business. But just before we opened, I decided to try the food that I'd been making all morning. All
right, we're here at Lou's. We didn't get to try the croissant when we were cooking it, but here they are. Okay, they're beautiful. Okay, hold up, flake test. Oh, that's a flaky guy.
I'm not lying, I still think about that croissant. I go back almost every week. Now, the storefront is broken up into a few jobs. Taking orders, running the register, making the coffee, and finally making the food. And I wanted to try all of them.
Speed and efficiency.
Dang, those guys look weird.
Right? They're a little wonky, but that's okay. Everybody's unique, just like these baguettes and the croissants.
Well, okay.
See, this guy might need some chiropractic, you know? So the ones that look extremely messed up.
Yeah.
I almost cursed on camera.
You can curse. It's my YouTube channel. You can say whatever you want.
Frick.
So when you started your YouTube career, did you ever think you'd be in the back of a kitchen making sandwiches with someone who makes sandwiches in the back of a kitchen?
I didn't think it would be because of my YouTube career, but I did think I would be making sandwiches. That's what I used to do.
What'd you make sandwiches at?
New Hampshire. This place called Monument Square Market. I used to make sandwiches there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Something that made the job way easier is that this place sells really good food. And I'm not just saying that because I worked there. I'm saying it because I tried the food. And that means all the customers are really happy to be there.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well, how you doing?
We're at Lou's. You gotta be doing well, right?
It's a good day. It's a good day if you're at Lou's.
There were regular customers, brand new customers, people who just kind of wanted to try speaking French for some reason.
We're from St. Louis, Missouri.
You're visiting?
Yes.
Oh my God, how long are you in town?
Till Monday.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're open the whole weekend.
Okay.
So if you want to try anything else out, we'll be here.
Ever since I went over to Europe, I'm like, I can never find a chocolate croissant that I like.
They don't got one in St. Louis? Okay. I would have assumed, but I didn't want to judge. I didn't want to...
Not like this.
That's fair.
But what makes a job like this cool isn't necessarily the customers or, you know, even the food that you are serving. It's kind of the people you're working with.
The perfect presentation for these sandwiches. Diagonal.
Diagonal.
Is the friend of aesthetics and form and function.
What is that? Diagonal is the friend of aesthetics and form and function.
Yes.
That's a scent. Did you come up with that?
I just freestyled that.
That's a Carl's original?
I'm a rapper on the side, guys.
I low-key believe that. What is
SoundCloud.
It? Yeah.
Well, not SoundCloud. Spotify, Solo Soul.
You want to go full-time music, though?
When I graduate school, yeah.
What are you doing? Were you studying? Where at?
I'm studying at Art Center. It's a design school.
Oh, sick.
Shout out Pasadena. Great city.
Shout out Pasadena.
Yeah.
Shout out Pasadena. Shout out fucking tacos, man.
Any Baby Keem fans in the street?
There's some Baby Keem fans in the chat right now.
I think I got a sense for a mosh pit.
Stream
Erratic by Esme. Esme also Stream makes music. Erratic. Stream Erratic by Esme.
Erratic. You also make music? Wait, what's your music?
Mixture of shit.
What about you? You also make music?
I don't do music. I write audio dramas, like radio plays.
Shout out the audio drama.
Yeah, yeah. It's called Disciples of Deceit. It's
okay.
Like fantasy themed and stuff.
So, okay.
It's based on like D&D and a home game I played of Dungeons and Dragons, and then I wrote it into a story.
I majored in sociology.
Yeah.
I was a minor in music.
Both. You're also music?
Yes. Less so the performance side. I want to go with
it. Oh, like the business side?
Yeah.
Like signing or like a label?
Yeah, the idea would be like A&R.
Dude, it's crazy how creative of a group you guys are.
Yeah, everybody does something.
Yeah. And it's funny because you're working one of the most repetitive jobs.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny. Nobody's goal is to run a bakery. They all work at a bakery, but they want to do different things. They want to make music or run a D&D podcast. But even so, it's clear they give a shit about doing a good job. And not just for Lou, but also for the lessons that Lou passes along. But customers were incredibly nice. And I think I realize why. Because most of the time when you think of a customer, you think of someone going to McDonald's and they're treating the people like shit because at the end of the day, they're there to get fucking McDonald's, all right? Just sludge some food in your mouth, a little bit of slop for the piggy. But when you go to Lou's, you're excited. You know the food's going to be really good, or you're a first-time customer and you've heard the food's going to be really good, either from a friend or an online review. And that changes the entire atmosphere of the store. I talked to a bunch of regulars, people who are super excited to speak French. Shit, I saw Anthony Padilla, who's chilling, perhaps in the mood for some pastries and confections.
Do you want a croissant?
I'm vegan.
Wait. Yeah, no, there's a lot of butter.
A lot of butter.
It took me about 4 seconds to figure that out.
Before I knew it, the 10 hours had passed and the bakery was closing for the day. And I only had one final question for Lou.
All right, Lou. End of my shift. How'd I do?
Honestly, you did pretty good. You did pretty good because everything that we throw your way, you took it as a challenge. Sure. I think there's a lot of, in 8 years, there's a lot of people that came in thinking like they could do the job. Mm-hmm. And because they don't have that in them, like they don't challenge themselves.
They don't have that dog.
Yeah.
I got that dog in me.
I mean, you did. In front, you were really good. I think you made friends. Now people are expecting you to be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Free labor for me. Amazing.
Okay. So look, I've been talking about opening up a bakery, a French style bakery.
Yeah.
Do you think I have the ability to do that?
I think you do. But then the question for yourself is that this is one day. Can you do that for a week, 2 weeks, 2 months, a year, 8 years, 10 years? Can you delegate? You know what I mean? Can you get a team to work for you? You know what I mean? So it's all those questions that you're probably going to learn on the spot, but then you know, it's either that makes you quit or that makes you keep going.
Okay, whenever you retire, let's just change it to Ludwig's. All right, and then I throw my name on there, I take it over, and then I'll keep it running another 10 years.
Well, legally, it's Lou the French on the Block. I own the name, so we can't change it.
We'll work it out. We're gonna probably have a lawyer situation.
Do you feel like you saw what you wanted to see?
I think so, yeah. I think, well, okay, what I learned is this job I could do, but I think there's a difference in, like, when you do it versus when I do it, because, like, you command a respect because you make all the shit.
Yeah.
To get that level of respect, you have to be good at making shit.
You start this, and you have to earn the respect, right?
Yeah.
And then now, am I the guy that I used to be when I started? Like, am I at the kitchen, like, at 4 a.m. every day?
Yeah.
No. But then at one point, you start losing that respect from your employees.
You just lose the respect?
You lose the respect just because you don't bake as often as you used to.
Vinny's giving you a hard time?
Sometimes he does. But then I gotta go back and show him what's up.
Yeah, and Vinny, I still got that dog. Yeah.
I mean, that's being competitive.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're doubting me.
Yeah.
Let me come back. I represent a country now.
Yeah.
So it better be good. Mm. And this is a high level thing.
Like, you got, I will, you know, you have some snooty French people who show up.
Yeah.
You have some people who show up. They were mad at me because they thought I didn't speak French. They're like, yeah. Deux pains au chocolat. Oh, sorry, two pains au chocolat. I was like, okay, I know what you're saying. Well, maybe in 10 years, when I'm done with this whole YouTube shit, I come back to study a little longer. Maybe you give me a couple recipes.
I mean, I can.
Just give me a couple of them, bro.
The croissant, probably not.
Okay, all right.
I have the perfect recipe, but other stuff, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, give me your worst ones. Yeah. Give me the guy who you get the baguettes from. Any words of wisdom to leave me on?
Well, I can't wait to see... if one day you'll do it. And I really want to be present to witness that.
I'll bring you to the grand opening. Now, give me like a year. I'll open, but then you need to wait a year because I'll also be studying from YouTube videos. My first year will be rough, I'm sure. We'll see. I appreciate you, Lou.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.